hobby with my fellow celebrities.
Yeah, they got a lot of big names on board. You see the pictures?
Live and in person, radio star Dr. Fraser Crane.
How about that? That's a little embarrassing. I don't really care for the word star, considering the caliber of the other people on board.
The comedy stylings of Giggles O'Shea. Oh, yes, you're in stellar company. Oh, and look, they even managed to snare a magician, the amazing Lance Gould.
Oh, he's great. I caught his act in Reno a few years ago. For his finale, he made his own head disappear.
Now, did the toupee go too, or did it just hover over
the
car?
Dear God! You booked me on a floating gong show!
Project Crime?
I'm Carlos Delgado.
Hello. It's a pleasure to meet you. This is Roz Doyle.
Buenas noches. Habla español?
Not really.
It's no matter. I'm sure you're schooled in the international language.
Oh, yes, Ross, say something amusing in Esperanto.
You know, each night I select the most beautiful woman in my audience and present to her a red rose. This means the evening has just begun. Perhaps one night you will be my especial lady? Until then.
Niles, what happened? Was that Maris I saw running out of here?
Yes, she saw Mimi pawing me and assumed the worst. I've got to go speak to her. How upset did she look?
Oh, I couldn't see past the outfit. Who wears a black dress and a veil on a cruise?
Ross, the woman has virtually no pigmentation. 3 minutes in the sun, she'd sear like an ahi tuna.
She's supposed to be in Switzerland. What's she doing here?
Niles, I'm sorry. I'm afraid that this may be partly my fault. You see, I left a message on her machines saying how upset you were and that it might be fun if she could join us on the cruise.
You invited her to come and didn't tell me?
I thought it would be a nice surprise.
Oh, well, it worked out perfectly. She's probably on the phone right now arranging to fly home from the next port. Excuse me. The lady who sent me the champagne, do you happen to know which stateroom she's in?
No, sir. But she did ask me to give you a message.
Yes.
Just out of curiosity, how much are these running her?
Barracuda's calling card. That means that he's chosen Maris to be his
especial lady. She's coming. Why are we hiding? You came here to talk to her.
Because it's impossible to extol the virtues of trust to someone whose room you've just broken into.
She's coming.
Oh, dear God, the shower is bigger than my entire cabin.
Shut up. Martin!
Ah! What are you doing here?
We came to talk to Maris. What are you doing here?
The same as you.
Well, then why did you come in the bathroom?
Well, what do you think?
Oh. Ah!
Maris! What a lovely bathroom! Ah!
What are you doing here? To convince Maris there was nothing going on between you and Mimi. What are you doing here?
Well, Maris and I ran into each other on the deck and we had a long talk. Well, she invited me back here for a glass of champagne.
Oh, that's great. Oh,
now, yeah. It might mar the mood a bit if she finds all of you spying on her. Did you use that mouthwash?
No, Maris did.
My God, she's in the mood for more than champagne. You've got to leave here right now. Just give me time to see her out to the balcony.
A balcony?
Count to 10 and then scram so Maris and I can celebrate the way a man and his wife were meant to. Oh, there. She started without me. Drinking the champagne.
Maris and I are back on the expressway to love. Well, not the expressway, at least the on-ramp.
Yeah.
And I owe it all. The best psychiatrist I have ever known.
Oh, that's very flattering, Niles.
Dr. Bernard Schenkman is our new marriage counselor, and he is nothing short of a wizard. Mm. And Maris is as thrilled with him as I am. Mm. It's as if he's discovered the magic elixir to repair the shattered fragments of her psyche. I don't know exactly what to call it.
The words crazy glue leap to mind.
Maris?
Well, okay. You know, Dan, I don't think that it's psychiatrists that you mistrust. I think it's me. Why are you so suspicious lately?
Oh, I think you know very well.
A couple of harmless flirtations at parties. Everyone does that.
Did you ever stop to consider how those flirtations might make me feel?
He's empathizing with the husband. We call this empathizing.
Well, what about you? Are you going to tell me you've never even looked at anyone else?
Don't you dare bring her into this. She is clean and pure and decent.
Sometimes empathizing involves a bit of dramatic license.
At least I've always been faithful to you.
I've always been faithful to you.
I wanted to believe that more than anything in the world, but now, no. I don't see how I possibly can.
Did I mention my brother's one of the greatest empathizers in the business?
No, I just want to die.
You know, perhaps now would be a good time to take our 15-minute break. Why don't we all please? We've made quite a catharsis here. Now, traditionally, it is the patients who make the breakthroughs, but we mustn't be sticklers.
Niles, I thought you were talking with Maris.
It's over. Let her marry Shankman. They deserve each other.
Oh, I'm sorry, Niles. What happened?
Well, I reached the front gate, and I was just about to ring the doorbell to ask her to let me in, when it suddenly dawned on me how many hours I have spent pleading with that woman through gates, through windows, through keyholes, and through transoms, and in one disastrous instance, through the pet door.
Yes, I remember damning Bactine on those chihuahua bites.
Well, I decided no more. I actually looked up at the house and said, goodbye, Maris. I hope you have a happy life. But I don't have to take any more of your crap ever again. And I turned on my heel and walked away.
That's a courageous decision.
This morning,
I found a lovely little calfskin wallet with a matching key case.
Oh, well, bravo, Fraser.
Yes, and it was a full $20 below our agreed-upon spending limit.
Oh, I'm so glad we agreed to rein ourselves in this year.
Oh, God, me too. Finally do away with our annual contest to see who could get Dad the most lavish gift.
I think the competition had gotten a bit, what's the best word for it?
Extreme.
No, childish.
Gaudy.
Crass.
Obscene.
Baroque.
Stop it! So, what did you get him?
Oh, just some, beer.
We're not exactly bumping our heads on that spending ceiling, are we?
It's a bit fancier than that. Yeah. It's a membership in a beer club. They deliver a case from a different microbrewery every month.
You know, I looked into those clubs. They're rather expensive.
Oh, not really. I'm right at our limit. Maybe with taxes and handling, I'm a drop or two over.
How big a drop?
Just $100 over.
It's not a drop, that's a downpour.
It's a dribble.
That's a deluge. And stop it!
Well, why don't you just stick $100 in that wallet of yours? We'll call it even.
You know what, frankly, I don't need to buy Dad's love. You saw fit to violate our agreement, so be it. I have a gift, you have a gift.
Fine.
Big baby. Well, hello, mademoiselle.
Oh, Fraser.
Dr. Creed, did you find something?
Yes, I did. Took me most of the afternoon, but I finally came up with something I think is just about perfect.
Oh, Niles forgot his coffee.
Niles was here.
Yes. But you know, when I mentioned that you were out shopping for your dad, he just shot out of here like a bullet.
That little worm!
Maybe the time...
Don't even say it.
But it's the only thing he's ever asked for.
No, God, it'll ruin my apartment, my life. I can't, I won't, I mustn't.
It's over, Dr. Crane.
Is
one big screen TV. He's gonna love it.
I know.
I knew how jealous you were, but to go to such insane lengths to topmate Fraser, you have lain waste to your apartment with this eyesore.
I disagree. Where you see an eyesore, I see a picture window into a world of art and culture. Just think how a screen this size will enhance the majesty of the Metropolitan Opera. Or the thrilling artists of the Bolshoi.
You are quite a Bolshoi artist yourself.
Oh, you're right. It's dreadful, isn't it? But you know, it's worth it. Just to imagine the smile that'll put on Dad's face. Not to mention the pleasure of watching you twist and writhe in envy. You're not twisting and writhing.
I'm sorry, my mind wandered. I was remembering Dad waxing nostalgic the other day about his beloved old horse, Agadez.
Oh, don't try to change the subject, Niles. You've lost. Admit it.
He certainly did love that horse.
You can only live in denial for so long before you... You didn't.
Didn't what? Buy the horse? Sorry, did.
Oh! That you feel more comfortable talking to your horse than you do to your sons.
You know, actually, we might be able to help you with what you're going through, the aging process.
No, no, come on, now stop it. You see, this is the problem. I know everything you're gonna say. First of all, you start talking about 65 as being some sort of passage. And then you'll start spouting these theories and quoting Freud and who knows what else until by the time you get through analyzing me, I'm gonna be 66. Now look, when I tell Agadez something, you know what he does? Nothing. He just listens to me.
We listen.
That's my slogan. I'm listening.
We do, you know,
Dad,
pay us
God
a great
sake,
deal of
listening
money
is
to
is
listen.
People get old.
Well, I guess this horse wasn't quite the banner gift I thought it would be.
Oh, yes, it was, Niles. I'm feeling a little bit sorry for myself right now, but I'll get over that. But I love this horse. It's the greatest present I've ever got.
Well, I'm glad, Dad. But, you know, I think I may have misled you. The horse is from me and from Frazier.
Oh, geez, I'm sorry. Thanks a lot, Frazier.
Well, actually, it was mostly Niles' idea.
Well, then, thanks to both of you. It's just great.
Roz, this is Paula Garrett, Rick's mom. We just found out about the baby, and we'll... We think it's important that we meet you. We're leaving to see Rick in Paris day after tomorrow, so any time before then would be fine. I'm running out now. Maybe I'll try you later.
Oh, my God.
No, Roz, just calm down.
What do they want?
Well, maybe they just want to meet you. They are the grandparents of your child.
Look, I worked all this out with Rick.
Yes.
He's 20 years old. He's still in college, and it's best for everybody if I raise this baby by myself.
I know that, but...
Now I'm supposed to put up with in-laws and not even have a husband? That's like posing nude for your art teacher and still flunking the course.
Hi there. Steve Garrett. My wife's just, honey.
Oh, wait, it's nice seeing you, too. Oh, what a coincidence. Your neighbor goes to my hair salon. Hi, I'm Paula.
Frazier Crane, won't you please come in?
Roz will be out in a second. She just went to powder herself. We hope this isn't too awkward for her. She sounded a little anxious on the phone.
Then again, who could blame her? She doesn't know what kind of people we are. A situation like this is enough to make anyone a little nervous.
Well, actually, you know, Roz really isn't the nervous type. Roz, this is Steve and Paula Garrett.
Hi.
Hi. That's all right, Roz. We don't blame you for being shocked.
I mean, we're used to it. You should see the looks we get.
No. You were a little taken aback yourself, weren't you, Dr. Crane?
Oh, certainly not.
Oh, come on. It's all right. Everyone comments on it.
Well, all right. I must admit, when I opened the door, I...
Couldn't believe we were old enough to have a 20-year-old son.
Well, the whole weekend was like that. Just one surprising event. Ah!
Oh, boy, that smells wonderful.
Yes. Does it ever? Do you mind if I ask, is this homemade or store-bought?
Honey, don't ask that. Pardon my wife. Sometimes she gets a little nosy.
Me nosy? You're the nosy one in the family.
Anyone who knows you knows you're nosy.
Anyone who knows you knows you're nosier.
Something wrong, Frazier?
This is that song I was telling you about. Oh, Holy Night. Do you know it?
Well, of course, Dad. It's a classic. My God, it all builds to that one glorious note. Oh, night.
it divine.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. That's a note I can't hit. I practice it in my room, and Eddie ends up burying his head under the pillow.
Don't worry, Dad. We'll get you there.
All right, can we just get this done? I want to get it all finished before Daphne gets back. I don't want her to know anything about this, or she'll insist on coming down to the pageant, and I'm nervous enough as it is.
Fine. Let's just see what we have to work
on.
Why don't you start here, O'Knight? And okay. I want to hear you really attack the note.
Okay. O'Knight, when Christ was born, O'Knight, divine.
Sometimes the note sees the attack coming and retreats.
Shut up!
Ross, if you'd like, I can tell her for you.
Are you kidding? She's gonna be mad enough that I waited 3 months to tell her. The only thing worse would be to hear it from someone else.
Well, it's entirely possible she already knows.
No way. The only person who knows she's spoken to is you. Oh, my God. Frasier.
Okay. Ho, ho, ho. Who's first?
What is wrong with you? I'm gonna kill you.
You're gonna kill Santa?
No, little girl. Mrs. Claus just wants to kiss me.
Yeah, I'll kiss you. Come here, I'll kiss you good. Here, run along. Are you insane?
Ross, you tell your mother everything. How was I supposed to know?
I'm Santa. I want a pony for Christmas.
You got it. Now beat it.
Can't we talk about this later?
No, we can't.
Hi, Santa.
Oh, my God. What are you, 20? Get out of here.
Ross, will you just try to stay calm?
No, I will not stay calm because I am not calm. I am completely freaked. I am pregnant, and you told my crazy mother, and my Christmas is ruined, and I'm too fat to even be Mrs. Santa, and I hate this holiday.
Mrs. Claus was up very late last night.
Niles, Daphne, Ross is here.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, come on, people. Let's liven things up a little. It's Christmas Eve. What are the Cranes known for if not their legendary holiday spirit?
I hate singing and I hate Christmas and I'm going to bed.
Dad, what happened?
Well, I went into my song and everything was going fine. And we come up to the high note and I actually think I'm going to hit it for once. Then I look over and I see Eddie. He's got his head buried in the Christ child's cradle. Well, I guess he mistook the Christ child for one of his chew toys because he grabs a hold of it in his teeth and starts shaking it. So, the Virgin Mary grabs a hold of one of its legs. Well, you know how Eddie loves a good tug of war, so they're going at it. Then Eddie goes running out of there with it still in his mouth and half the population of Bethlehem chasing after him. I never should have agreed to be in that pageant.
You would have saved me a lot of grief.
Oh, don't start this again.
Don't you talk to her like that.
Oh, come on, everybody. Let's not say something we're going to regret.
Oh, you're one to talk.
Ross, please. No, it's time to forget about this nonsense. I didn't do anything to Luke. That's just anything I have to
do. All right, that is enough! This is the night we celebrate peace and togetherness. I will not have that ruined.
I intend to put us all in the right frame of mind by giving you all my gift. As you know, I was determined to make my gift this year a little more meaningful. And after a great deal of effort, I believe I have. My gift does not come from some fancy store, all wrapped in glittery paper. My gift comes from my heart. Tonight, I intend to sit each one of you down and tell you in my own words exactly how much you mean to me.
That's it. Yeah. That's the cheapest thing I've ever
heard. Oh, thank God the flight's late. I was sure I'd missed it. Thank you. Oh. Yes, it's me. It's amazing what they can do with makeup and lighting.
Yes, it is amazing. Not that they didn't have plenty to work with. Oh, by plenty, I don't mean anything, referring to, well... Here, you just stay right there. I'll change seats.
No, wait. Your voice sounds really familiar.
I'm Dr. Frasier Crane from the radio.
Kelly Easterbrook from the magazine.
Yes, this is the part where I normally wake up.
Fact is, I did meet a woman down there. A perfectly fabulous woman. We had an utterly romantic weekend.
Well, why didn't you just tell us that from the start?
Well, I'm not at liberty to discuss it.
Oh, yes, that pesky club med, Oath of Silence.
No. She asked me to be discreet. See, she's a rather famous supermodel, and right now she's going through a breakup with a star football player on the Seahawks. Anyway, she didn't want any publicity. So, you see, before I identify her to you, I have to ask that you not ever repeat this to anyone.
I'd urge you to do the same.
Her name is Kelly Easterbrook.
The lotion girl. Ooh, she has such milky skin.
I thought so, yes. We were inseparable the entire weekend.
You know, some people think I look like her.
Oh, yes. Anyway, I've got a picture of her. I'll be right back.
Well, it's one thing to concoct a little white lie, but to come up with a supermodel?
Who'd dump an NFL player for Frasier?
What was that?
Nothing.
Must have drifted off there. Oh. What's that noise?
I don't hear anything.
You took a picture of me while I was asleep?
Absolutely not.
What is this?
This is... it's your going away present. Bon voyage.
You're disgusting.
Oh, no, Kelly. Kelly, please, listen. You don't... Oh,
I don't,
you don't understand.
This.
No, listen.
Get out.
Please.
Oh, get out.
All right.
Get out.
All right. You know, you'd think being a professional Molly, you might be a little more relaxed about somebody taking your...
Get out!
Oh, look. Look. Two wine glasses.
Oh, yes. One for you, one for her. That proves it all right.
I am not crazy. I am dating a supermodel zoologist whom I stole away from a professional football player, and she is off to the Galapagos Islands to artificially inseminate iguanas. Is that so hard to believe?
Fraser, I'm woman. Oh, look, a crowd. Where were you all hiding? Under the bed? You know, it makes me sick to think I even spent one night with you, let alone two. I have known a lot of reptiles and looked under a lot of rocks in my life, but I have never seen anything slither out quite as slimy and repulsive as you!
Daphne here?
Yes, she is. Why?
I'm asking her out on a date. And don't give me that look. Why shouldn't I? She's single, I'm single. That's what single people do.
Are you sure you're ready for this?
Will you stop it? I'm not talking about eloping here. It's just dinner.
Well, all right. I suppose you've thought this through. Maybe it is time.
Time for what?
Time for me to, put this popcorn away for later.
Aren't you gonna watch your program?
Apparently he has to take Dad to a wake. Mm. Listen, Daphne, do you have a minute?
Sure.
Something I wanted to ask you. It's nothing earth-shattering. It's just,
Yes.
What's that perfume you're wearing?
Leave it to you to notice. It's obsession.
No, it isn't. I was just curious.
No, I'm quite sure it's Calvin Klein's obsession.
Oh, yes, it's very pleasing.
I even spray a bit on my brush and comb it through my hair. Silly, really.
As if anyone's gonna smell my hair.
Well, what did she say?
I couldn't do it. I was about to ask the question, then suddenly all I could think of was, what if she said no?
Oh, Niles. It's no surprise. After all you've been through with Maris.
You were just scared of another rejection.
I was more than scared. I was terrified. I can't go on like this. Worshipping Daphne from afar. You know how frustrating it is to be completely in love with someone, not be able to tell her how you feel?
So, who is she?
Who?
Well, this woman you're so in love with. Who is she?
You didn't hear that part, did you?
No, so come on. What's her name? You can't back out now.
No, you're right, I can't. Okay, her name. Well, her name just happens to be Phyllis.
Oh, I've never heard that name. Phyllis.
It's a family name.
Oh.
Her friends call her Phyllis.
You shouldn't waste another moment. She won't be on the market forever.
You're right. Been a fool to hesitate as long as I have.
That's the spirit.
I'm gonna do it.
Good for you. Don't leave time for second thoughts. You go ask her out this instant.
Daphne, that won't be necessary.
Yeah, I know you're feeling brave, but it's quite nasty out.
No, you don't understand. I don't have to leave this room to ask Phyllis on a date.
You don't?
No, because you see, Daphne, I know her work number by heart.
Well, then.
Oh, look at me. My heart's racing.
Mine, too. Yeah. Phyllis, hello. It's Niles Crane. How are you? I was wondering if you would want to have dinner with me sometime.
You would. How about tonight at my place?
Oh, Dr. Crane, I thought you were Phyllis.
Phyllis?
Yeah, she's due any moment, so you better run along. I'll be leaving myself as soon as the roast is done.
Daphne is cooking dinner for your date with a fictitious woman. Why not just set a place for the March Hare and the Mad Hatter?
I didn't plan for this to happen, but we are having the most perfect evening. I'm feeling my confidence return. I just need a few more minutes alone, and I'll be able to tell her everything.
Niles, the longer you continue with this absurd lie, the more likely it is to blow up in your face.
Why are you always such a doomsayer? As long as I keep track of what I'm saying, nothing is going to blow up on anyone.
Phyllis! Kaboom.
Well, I must say, your brother certainly kept his feelings to himself until tonight.
Yes, well, he's always been the quiet type. Especially since all the trouble with Heather.
Heather? Now, remember, the pie should be heated and there's fresh whipped cream to put on the strawberries. Or anything else should the night take that turn.
His wife was poisoned?
Don't worry, he stood trial. They never proved a thing.
Crab puffs?
No, thank you. I just remembered, there is some place that I have to be. Thank you very much for the wine. Oh, my God, I drank the wine.
They're for Daphne. I'm going to tell her how I feel about her.
Oh, that's great, Niles.
That's great?
Well, yeah. You're single now, she's single. What's the problem?
That's so funny.
What is?
Well, that's just not the reaction I expected. I thought you'd say something more dad-like, you know, like...
You're out of your mind?
Exactly.
She's never going to go for it in a million years?
Stop it. Stop it.
Someday you'll look back on this as the stupidest, most idiotic...
I said stop it.
Morning, Dr. Crane.
Oh, hello, Daphne.
Oh, don't you look nice. Oh. Hello? Yes, Rodney. I'm so glad you called. Well, yes, I enjoyed meeting you too. Uh-huh. Well, that would be lovely. I'll see you around four then. Bye.
Rodney?
Yes, you won't believe this. Last night, Roz insisted on taking me to this bar she calls the Sure Thing.
How flattering. They've named a bar after her.
She said whenever she takes a friend there, they always end up meeting someone. Well, I wasn't there 10 minutes when she spun my bar stool around and I was face to face with this nice-looking man.
Rodney?
Right. I suppose it's a bit soon for me to be seeing anyone else, but if I wait, he might not be available when I'm ready.
Timing is everything.
wait to tell Roz.
Give it a day, Niles. I believe that was your brilliant advice.
Wishing you a good day and good mental.
I'm sorry. Someone just walked in the room and frightened me. It's my ex-wife, so if you're a regular listener, you know what I'm talking about. We'll see you Monday.
Oh. Oh, hello, Lilith.
Surprise.
Yes, we're a little past that now, aren't we? Well. What brings you to Seattle?
I'm here for the National Conference on Self-Psychology.
Ah, and how is Frederick?
Fine. We have an amazing child.
Yes, we have. And Brian?
Fine. I have an amazing husband.
Yes, yes. So did you two get the gift basket I sent you for the holidays?
What did you do to her?
Nothing. I sent her a gift basket, fruits and festive nuts.
Oh, it's not the basket you knit. It's Brian. He left me.
Maybe I should go.
Oh, no. Everyone else knows it. You might as well know it, too. Brian was looking for someone a bit more feminine. And he found him.
I'm in complete control.
Oh, baby.
Thank you, Fraser. I needed that. I treated myself to a little shopping this afternoon. Probably just a pathetic attempt to compensate for the battering my ego's taken recently. It's pretty transparent, huh?
No, but if you stand in the light, maybe Fraser. I could...
Niles, sorry to hear your marriage ended in a shambles.
Ditto.
Yes. Well, now that we've got the pleasantries out of the way, let me take your wrap.
Oh, thank you.
Yowza. Oh, Lilith, that dress is stunning.
Fraser, may I see you in the kitchen?
No.
Morning.
Morning.
My God! What did we do? What did we do?
Well, first you put your...
I know what we did! What do we do now?
Let's try to stay calm. These things happen. They happen every day. Every day in Arkansas! Fraser is going to kill us! Oh. Why did you have to look so damn bewitching all evening?
Why'd you have to drive me home and walk me to my door?
Oh, there's no point in pointing fingers. We both know why this happened. Last night was simply two wounded people overcome with loneliness and confusion and...
Tequila shooters. Fraser, what are you doing here?
Surrendering, Lilith. I'm yours.
Oh, no, Fraser.
Oh, please, please don't punish me for playing hard to get last night. It was everything I had to resist you.
Well, this isn't right.
Who cares? Lilith, can you honestly tell me that when you were lying in your bed last night, you weren't thinking about me?
Yes.
Oh, drop the mask, Lilith. We both know why you came to Seattle. We both know why you dressed so enticingly last night.
Oh, it's...
There's someone in your bathroom.
No, it's a defective toilet. It's been doing that all night. I think I'll just go check it right now. Niles!
Yes.
I fell asleep. I flushed the toilet.
Damn.
Now, where were we?
Oh, this isn't a good time for this, really.
Why not, Lilith?
Oh.
Please, we're alone. We're here. You need your Fraser. What the hell was that?
Wait, wait, Fraser, no, don't go in there, wait!
Niles!
Yes.
My God!
I'm sorry.
Oh, it was a mistake.
I'm sorry.
It was a terrible,
misguided mistake.
Don't... Stop it, Niles. Stop it. Don't tell me how or why. I just gotta get out of here.
Fraser, you...
This is my worst nightmare.
You have egg on your face.
That is an understatement.
No actual egg.
Did
her hair, too.
I knew you couldn't stay mad at us.
I'm in a bathrobe, you jackass!
Oh, I just feel terrible about this. Roz swore me to secrecy. I never should have said anything.
It's not your fault. You thought I knew. Do you have a tissue? These silly lashes are killing my eyes. I must be allergic to the adhesive.
Just promise me you won't tell a soul. We've got to keep this secret.
All right. But we can't keep it a secret forever. My God, we are talking about a baby.
Oh. How could I have been so careless?
Oh, these things happen. It's not your fault.
Yes, well, you know who'll get the blame if this ever gets out.
Don't worry. I'll protect your reputation. I'll tell everyone I forced you to do it.
All right. Better get back to the party before people start wondering about it.
Listen to yourself. Have you no conscience? Aren't you getting awfully exercised about this? We're talking about a single woman with a baby. What do you intend to do about it?
Well, I suppose I could give her a raise.
That's your idea of responsibility? Give her a raise?
Well, what do you want me to do, marry her? Let's look at something here, buddy. She's the one I got pregnant. Hello, Ron.
Beat it, Niles.
Stay here.
I am so mad at you, I could scream. How could you tell Niles about the baby?
I didn't. Daphne told him the damnable chatterbox.
And who told Daphne?
Well, that would be me. Sit down, have a drink, smoke a cigarette if you like. God's sake. I'm sorry, I am very attracted to this young woman, and I'm not going to let you and your little problem stand in my way.
That's enough!
Niles, get your big nose out of this and lower your voice. You're embarrassing yourself.
The only thing I'm embarrassed about is that you're my brother. You cad, you bounder, you roué! Oh.
Well, what is so wrong about trying to get a woman's phone number?
We're not interested in your next conquest. We're talking about your last one. And before you deny it, I have plenty of proof.
From here, it smells like 80 proof.
A woman stands here before you in dire need.
It's really not that bad. I can find someone else who'll take me.
Indeed you can.
Niles,
all right. Don't try to stop me. You have the audacity to seduce this poor woman, and then you aren't man enough to stand by her?
Niles, before you make a complete ass of yourself.
Stop, or I'll teach you a long overdue lesson in chivalry.
But Dr. Green, you...
No. Oh, don't defend him. There may be one bastard in this family, but as long as I have anything to say about it, your baby won't be another. Daphne, will you marry me?
Oh, for God's sake, you drunken imbecile! Daphne's not the one who's pregnant, Roz is!
Roz is?
Hello?
I am Guy.
Daphne. Amy.
I hope you're ready to ski tomorrow. I'm going to work you very hard.
Oh. Dibs on the Frenchman.
You can have him. He's not half as cute as Dr. Crane.
Oh, enough! My ears are burning.
Oh, everyone, did you meet Guy, our ski instructor?
Hello, Guy. I will also be your chef tonight, entrecote de la Guy.
Hi, ski champion and a gourmet. Vous êtes formidable.
Parlez le français.
Oh, oui, j'ai habité 6 mois à Paris quand j'étais étudiant.
You speak very well.
Oui.
Oh, you speak French as well?
No, all I know how to say is oui.
Ah. Well, that should be enough to get you through the weekend.
Look at that. Two deer in the snow, just kind of nuzzling each other.
Oh, how romantic.
Yes, it's enough to put ideas in one's head.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, I should say so.
Absolument.
Hello. It's Niles.
Just a minute.
I can't wait. If I don't say this now, I may lose my nerve. I need you. I wanted you since the moment I laid eyes on you.
Oh, I feel the exact same way.
Annie!
I see your surprise. Well, I've tried to send you signals tonight, but as usual, I was too damn subtle.
Oh, well.
Just promise you won't mention this to Daphne.
My lips are sealed.
Not for long, I hope.
Oh. Come in. Guy!
Niles, I thought I heard your voice in here.
What do you want?
Niles, you told me you wanted to see that thing. You know, in my room.
Oh, Yes, thank you for reminding me.
What thing?
It won't take long. I'll catch you later. Boy, that was close. I owe you a big one.
Your one?
Oh, good point, Guy. She's right next door. She's bound to hear me in there.
We can go in my room.
It's much safer. No matter how hard I try, I'm bound to make noise.
Me too.
Daphne!
Dr. Crane!
Miss Moon, is your room not satisfactory?
Oh, dear. I seem to have made a dreadful mistake.
What are you doing in Guy's room?
Oh, is this Guy's room, then?
I was looking for Annie's room.
Oh, now it makes sense.
Dr. Crane!
Daphne! Frasier! I'm sorry, wrong room.
Just get out of here right now!
All right, well, so it's this room I want, then?
Oh, just fine. Go!
Yes, bye-bye. Sorry again.
Bonsoir. Guy! You are not the crane I want.
You're not even the sex I want.
Where is Niles?
Oh, Niles. Company.
Oh, my God. What are you doing in here with Guy?
Don't be jealous, Niles. It's not how it looks. Oh.
You know, as much as I'd like to stay and help you to sort this thing out, there happens to be a very beautiful woman on the other side of this door who wants me desperately. Annie!
Ah!
Wait, everybody. Let me see if I can get this straight. All the lust coursing through this lodge tonight. All the hormones virtually ricocheting off the walls. And no one was chasing me. See you at breakfast.
Frasier has left the building.